Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to be able to talk about Black Friday. Black Friday, which was just this Friday, last Friday. And they call it Black Friday one way, but I believe it actually represents a dark Friday. But they call it that because that's when the retail industry goes into the black, which means they're not losing money anymore. So you can imagine, that if in fact they, the shopping season got cut out for November and December, which is a very short November anyway, that it would just totally wreck the whole retail industry. It's so fragile. Everything's so fragile. But it was amazing. It's the human nature. I mean, you got to see this. And those that are a Christian television network, you can see this. And those that are listening to us on radio around the world and around the nation, you're going to be able to go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, the VFN torch, and you can watch this yourself. We're going to make this available to you. You got to see this footage. This is your neighbor. These are your fellow people that you work with. These are Americans. These are fellow citizens of America on Black Friday. You've got to see this. This is overwhelming. And it's going to be 6 minutes of nonstop violence and fighting, people being stunned, people being stunned by stun guns, beat, doors being smashed down, people ran over, all to go in there to get some little flat screen TV or get some little PlayStation 2 or something of that nature. Take a look at this. What you're looking at, right now, if you're watching Christian Television Network, is you're watching a lady scream at this retail worker, which I believe is at Walmart, and she's saying, "Don't you understand? How can I be? I borrowed a car to get here. We just saw people run over people, people hit people, fight people, push down the barricades, run over the doors, and there's more." You got to see this. Go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and understand this is who we've become. The question is, will we become who God's called us to be? And they're fighting over a camera. Ripping things open. Crowds, masses, now they're packed outside of a retail store. They're pressing in. Now they're fighting in the middle of the mall, throwing. And they're pressing, the store clerks now are trying to hold this door back, and they're pressing the whole door in, this huge panel door. They're holding and holding, finally just bust open like a flood in a pool, and people just start pouring through the doors, running after stuff. That's it. Just stuff running over each other. My goodness, it just keeps going on and on and on. Understand this. You can see this whole six-minute video of it's all the clips that's happening. This is just one day. This is one day in America because people thought they can get 25% off or 35% off, they said that this year. But understand this. This is what people do when it's free. I mean, this is what people do when it's actually they pay for it.
They're paying money.
They're paying money for it. Now, I'm going to talk to you when we get back about what people will do when it's free.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Wow, at VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com. Click podcasts.
There is nothing, I mean nothing, Pat, worse than man's religion.
Yeah.
You know, man's attempt to work his way to God.
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to get right in my own works and stuff. And there's nothing more enjoyable than a relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And that he's called us to walk in intimacy with him. I mean, the statement, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, is not just some pat answer to let somebody know that you're saved. The question is, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you guys chat? Do y'all talk? I mean, do you hear him? Do you know his voice? And that, you know, and you may be listening right now and thinking, I didn't know you could do that. I just listened to my preacher talk, or I just listen to my pastor speak, or I listen to teachers, or I read other people who heard from God, which is, you know, that's cool. But, but God loves you and wants to talk to you.
Right.
You know, and people want, they want this, but sometimes they just need a simple plan to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can find that plan. We have a plan for you that can begin you on a simple abiding plan. Because he says in John 15, apart from abiding with me, Jesus says this, you can do nothing.
Right.
And if you want to get freedom in your life, you want to begin to do something, you know what I'm saying? And watch what God's able to do. Begin from the point of success, which is abiding with him. You can go right now to iabide.org, just like the iPhone, iabide.org. Read a little bit about it. If you like it, go ahead and write there, request an abiding plan. Immediately, you'll be given an abiding plan. It has a video, has how to do it, some simple little steps to do it. And it's not as complicated as religion made it out to be. Listen, God wants to talk with you. You can write your own devotional. Listen, just try it for 6 weeks. Just say, you know, for 6 weeks, I'm going to begin. Because they say it takes about 40 days to build a habit. You know, take 6 weeks out of your life and say, you know, for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to abide daily at a certain time, at a certain place. And it has all this kind of tell you how to do it. And just watch what happens and see how your life begins. Watch how God begins to speak to you. You can find this at iabide.org. Request your free plan today at iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about Black Friday, and you're looking at, if you missed it, you can go and see the full 6 minutes on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch and watch Americans. Watch what they do for 25, 35% off and a discount, how we treat each other. And it's like, we're so disconnected. People are so disconnected that this lady had a box in her hand, and this man snatches it out of her hand. A man snatches a box out of a lady's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so tough, she's like, no, you don't. And it was like, oh, my goodness. I mean, aren't you embarrassed? And I was like, no, we're not. Pushing wow. over barricades. I mean, there was this whole, imagine this huge commercial roll-down steel door. They had three of these steel doors in front of this retail store. And you're going to see this on the VFN Torch. And they have it, the steel doors. Yeah. I mean, come on. That holds everybody back, right? I mean, that's why they have them in all the major crime areas. Well, the crowd was pressing so hard that they pressed on those steel doors, these roll-down doors, and pressed them open. And all of a sudden, it was like a, I don't know if you've ever seen America's Funniest Videos, but quite often they have like a above-ground put-together pool that blows open on the sides, and it's like the water bust forth. And that was like the sea of humanity just busted forth, and they just poured in, did they not? You got to see this. You haven't seen this. And what I'm the reason why I'm talking about this is because this is what God has been showing us. This is who we've become. This is who you can say what you want to, but this is who we come up become. And that's why a government can say to us, listen, I'll give you free health care. Mm-hmm. I'll give you free health care. I'll give whatever you want. And people say, free? Look what I do for 35% off. Look how that's I treat right. my fellow Americans for 35% off. Imagine if I got a free phone. If I get a free place to live, and I was reminds me of somebody who lives in Denmark with their tax rate last time reported was at 50%. And the person talks to me, and I said, 50%? Oh, my goodness. How are you making it? And he goes, well, if I had a job, I'd even pay more. It's because the thing is, his whole life was being taken care of by the folks that are working.
Right.
And it's like at some point, it just tilts over at some point. It just tilts over, and you become, and of course, yes, it is like that, and they call even Denmark the happiest place. But you know what? Guess what? It's also considered one of the most dark places.
Yeah,
it's one of the most stronghold areas. You know, I've been there. It's dark. It's just given itself over to the wrong thing in the context of it. So yeah, you can actually be in captivity and let your master pay for everything, or you can be a slave to Jesus Christ and let Him bless you with everything that he has, and including understand that here. So here we go. So if that's what's happening right now, this right now, a couple of days ago in Black Friday, understand that, and you missed the tasing part. There's a woman tasing another one, but understand if that's what people will do for a discount, what do you think they're going to do when all of a sudden it looks like society's breaking down? It looks like I don't have a job tomorrow. It looks like there's only so much stuff left on the shelves. Mm-hmm. And we've seen hurricanes come and disaster like that. And within it looks like that pretty much on the shelves over food. Yeah. But once the shelves are empty, I don't know, in about 24 hours, there's nothing else coming.
That's right.
And so, and then people start looking at, okay, well, I'm going to go into your house.
That's right.
I'm going to go into these stores. And they start just breaking into places. And it's called looting and rioting, and they see it more as a survival mode, or it's time to get mine.
Right.
And
justifiable stealing.
Yeah, and understand this, that God will prevent this. If we turn to God, and you got to hear, you know, Josiah. You got to hear, go to VFN TV and the store there and get, is America under God's judgment? What do? No one cries for justice. Get it. You know, and understand that, and restoring the purity and giving again. I mean, that's available right now as an offer to you for any gift whatsoever. You can offer, we'll offer you the teaching about restoring the purity and giving. It's so important because, you know, what is this about? It's based off of lust now. You have so many people defining lust as something that has to do with just sexuality, but it's actually PMS, power, money, and sex. And this is a lust for things and stuff and just this ravenous, you know, why would this man want a PlayStation that bad or a flat screen that bad? Or
a blow dryer. They're chasing people down for the insignificant dumb stuff, you know, like.
The really? Digital things is like, this is all a figment of your imagination. It's not, it's an image. It's not real, but they're like, but it's got me. Mm. I will actually diss you, woman. if you don't let go of this flat screen, 32-inch flat screen TV. Mm-hmm. It was embarrassing. But some amazing things are taking place right now, and the lusts of mankind are being stirred up. And understanding that if people will do that for a discount on a product, do you really think America's going to turn down the majority? These folks that are running through these doors, hurting these retailers, hurting these guards, hurting these police officers, and hurting each other for a 35% off flat screen 32-inch television or whatever,
right?
That they're going to say no to government-supplied health care? I mean, you can think logically all you want to, or you can think reality. And reality is going to run you over like these crowds ran over, and we can realize, wait a minute, you're not going to be able to talk logically to somebody who's driven by their lust, whether it's a lust for a drug or power, money, sex, whatever it is. They're driven by that. But if you turn to God, if we turn to God, understand at that point, then God can begin to deal with us and heal us and deliver us from this horrific situation that's going on in the nation, and can spare us. And hopefully this will be a part of that first segment so you can hear it, but we've got to respond to it. We were lying to ourselves. When you see this one day of people running, aren't Americans running over Americans for a toy, for an image over a screen, and having no problem with it, are you telling me that they're going to turn down free health care? Are you telling me they're going to turn down core? What is the school core?
Common core
education. Just tell me what to do. Tell me where to go. Plug me into the thing. I mean, this is where we're going. We're headed in the direction bricks with no straw. Unless we repent. So we're either going to be Chilean or Israeli. We don't know. We need to contact our friends in Tel Aviv. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.